way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Master Ken here with another secret street fighting tip. Recently I was perusing news on the internet and I saw that Nazis have once again become a danger to Americans in this country. This means two things. One, Hitler has succeeded in sending Nazis, time-traveling Nazis, through time, because they're time traveling, so they travel through time from the height of his regime back in 1972 to 2017 present day, most likely with the mission of assassinating the great-grandchildren of Indiana Jones. Two, this means that we need to be ready to defend ourselves. So that's why this video is called How to Punch a Nazi. According to my research, most modern-day Nazis are walking around wearing polo shirts and carrying torches to find their way around in the dark of night, which makes sense because the flashlight wasn't even invented until 1981, so they wouldn't know what those are. But I must say, if you're in the habit of walking up and just punching a Nazi, two things. Number one, that's not legal, okay? So you better have a good lawyer. I don't recommend that you do that unless you can prove that they were an imminent threat to you. Number two, I'm seeing improper form. I'm seeing a lot of punching like this, okay? With just the bottoms here, okay, of the palms by a group known as Antifa, which I believe stands for Antifashionistas. They are so enraged seeing grown white men wearing polo shirts, cargo shorts, and usually flip-flops. They just run up and they just go like this, okay? Luckily, I find that if you just get close enough to a Nazi, sort of invade their personal space a little bit, they are most likely to throw the first strike, in which case your counterpunch is going to be totally justified. Average Nazi strike looks like this, okay, kind of an outward knife hand sort of a deal. In this case, he's throwing the left, which is the alternative to the right, so we call this strike the alt-right, okay? So, he throws, I'm going to get underneath, rake the eyes, okay? I'm going to throw an anchored punch that he will not see coming. Lock the arm, rake the eyes again, come over the top with a hook punch, okay? Then I'm gonna rake the eyes again. That would be the Third Reich, okay? Then I'm going to ambush him with a triple punch. Incidentally, it turns out that most Nazis are named Craig. I don't know why, but that's why we call this move the Blitzkrieg. Okay? At that point, he is going to want to use the one weapon he has left, which is torch. I'm going to move out of the way and use it against him.
Oh! Oh! Jesus!
In this case, you're going to want to extinguish both flames, not only the primary flame, but this one down here. You're going to get a twofer out of that because this flame happens to be on his face. And, of course, as always, restomp that Nazi groin. So, I'm Master Ken. That was another Geheimen Straben Stolzspitch. Oops. Doesn't sound right. Siri, how do you say secret street fighting tip?
Good evening. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, listening to Subversion 1312 with Linda, Mark, and Nathan.
Hi.
Hey.
And coming up tonight, we've got a packed show for you. First of all, we're going to be talking about anti-fascist prisoner Jock Palfreyman and some action that's happening here in Australia, because he actually is from Australia. We're also going to be doing Bad Cop No Donut, some funny stories tonight, and then talking about some refugee action as well.
That's a lot to get through tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
It's a jam-packed night.
Yes. So we've got Tom and Kathleen here.
Hi. G'day.
And they've come to talk to us about Jock Palfreyman. And the first question is, who the fuck is Jock Palfreyman?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say about this is that he's a young man from Sydney. It was his birthday yesterday. Essentially, he was on holidays maybe about 10 years ago. In 2007, he was visiting Sofia, the capital city of Bulgaria. And while he was there, he got involved in a serious incident with a group of young men who were assaulting a pair of Roma youth. Romas being what we would derogatively usually be familiar with as gypsies. So this is a ethnicity that is under serious attack in Bulgaria, under a great deal of racial abuse. And what he did was step into this fight and essentially save their lives.
Yeah.
So what I've always wondered about is, was he actually involved in Antifa before this action, or has this kind of politicised him further because he saw this firsthand?
In Australia, we understand that he was involved with various left causes, including actions against the Iraq War. I think he may have been a member of a socialist group. He's sympathetic to anarchists. So he definitely was political before he went to Sofia. And I believe that while in Sofia, he noticed the amount of racism and violence that was on the streets when he would come into the city, hence why he was carrying a weapon to protect himself, and why he intervened in this situation. So he was an anti-racist and a leftist in Australia, and obviously felt that he couldn't stand back and let these fascists attempt to kill a couple of Roma youth.
So we were just listening to a YouTube clip called How to Punch a Nazi by Enter the Dojo Show. And this sort of defence and defence of other people is something that is becoming more and more necessary. I guess it's always been necessary. Perhaps at the moment it's something that's been in the news a bit more, with people punching people like Richard Spencer.
Of course. I mean, it's a very difficult case because the outcome of this fight was somebody actually died in the incident.
Yeah.
And this is a tricky subject to touch upon. The reason it's caused so many divides in the community is basically because, well, how can you justify anti-racist action through violence?
But it seems to me like it was self-defense.
Well, absolutely. Basically, if he hadn't stepped into this fight, these two young guys would have gotten killed, essentially, is what it was looking like. You know, like, this was a very savage beating at the hands of a group of football hooligans who identified with a football group called, were involved with a neo-Nazi firm supporting FC Levski, which is a hardcore... Well, basically, in Europe, football is very politicised. You know, football teams very much either support the left wing or the right wing, you know, at least the support base does.
Yeah.
So FC Levski's support base is very much firmly identifies with the right wing and is identified with extremely anti-Turkish, anti-Roma politics. And so this was a very politically motivated attack.
So how is it that the courts haven't looked at the fact that he was defending himself?
Well, that's the interesting bit. It turns out his father is very well...
This is the father of the victim.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
Andrei Monov's, like, who was the man who died in the incident.
Uh-huh.
His father was very well connected in highly political circles in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Like, he's a member of the Bulgarian Socialist Party, which is the direct descendant of the Bulgarian Communist Party, which used to be the dictator government of Bulgaria up until, I think, about 1990. Underneath the Bulgarian Communist Party, basically there was an extreme anti-Roma campaign of violence. And in 1989, even 300,000 Turks got thrown out of the country, essentially. So wow. This was a government that was extremely opposed to immigrants, extremely opposed to migrants. And his father, Andrei Monov, the victim here, the so-called victim, you know, the man who was actually involved in racially assaulting.
Yeah.
His father was basically a member of this government that was extremely involved in basically sort of a campaign of violence against ethnicities. And they're still very well connected. I mean, this was a government that was in power since essentially the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
And they still roughly sort of run a great deal of the judiciary. They still run, you know, like they're very well connected, you know.
Yeah.
So they've basically gone completely all out to try and make sure that Jokpal Fremen is essentially locked away as long as the judicial process will allow.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that this gang of people were essentially bent not only on bashing the living daylights out of these young men, but also tried to kill Jock himself for trying to defend them.
And the judiciary there is also extremely corrupt. They've offered various deals that the family has to pay bribes to the government or to the judicial system. But these bribes don't guarantee that Jock will be released. They just guarantee that they'll look at the case. So obviously the family doesn't have, I think it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars now, because you pay for your own imprisonment as well.
Yeah, I think about $300,000 initially, and it's been gathering interest since.
Yeah, so it's almost doubled, I think, the last figure I read. So obviously the family is not going to mortgage or sell their house because they've already spent a huge amount of money trying to defend Jock legally, and also in visiting him over the last 10 years in a very remote country from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no guarantee that he'll be released if they pay this money. It's just a we might look at the case. And the government, the Bulgarian government, has also refused a prisoner extradition treaty.
Yeah, we have an extradition treaty with Bulgaria that they've refused to honour.
So that would mean that Jock could come here and serve out the rest of his sentence, but that's been denied, so he's been in jail 10 years now.
Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today, Kathleen and Tom. We're going to hear a song and then come back and talk some more about Jokpal Fremen, but mostly we're going to talk about solidarity actions that we can do and other people can do and that have been done to help him, because he's very isolated over there in Bulgaria.
Thing. Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look that funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, history will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hard you as I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No.
Europe's in happy land.
No.
They've had their fascist groove thing.
Brothers.
We'll be right back.
bureaucrats are at a par across that blue white ocean. Reagan's president-elect, fascist god in motion. Generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their games on me and you. Fascist tango dancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that blue thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters.
And that was Heaven 17, and we don't need this fascist groove thing.
We don't.
No, we don't. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, and you're on Subversion 1312, and we're talking about anti-fascist prisoner Jock Palfreyman.
Yes, we are.
And Mark has some questions.
Well, we kind of covered a lot of that stuff in the first time we talked. We were going to talk about what actions we can do to kind of support him from where we are in Australia. Because the government, they're not doing much, are they?
No, they're not, unfortunately. I think there's been some attempts at intervention or lobbying of the Attorney General in the past, but it hasn't worked. And Jock feels really abandoned by Australia.
Yeah.
He's said that, you know, David Hicks got more support than him.
Chappelle Corby.
Chappelle Corby, obviously, is a great case, is that she was constantly in the media.
And Cassie Sainsbury.
I have no idea who that is.
She's the one in Colombia.
Oh, yeah, and another drug.
Yeah, she's all over the news, and the government's paying all her legal bills and everything. And
Jock, I think, firstly, is... I guess our job as anarchists and anti-fascists is to raise awareness of his case and talk about it in our circles. One thing Jock is amazing at and just shows that we need more people of this calibre in Australia in our organising circles and in our politics is that he runs the Bulgarian Prisoner Support Association. Mm. Is that the name?
Yeah, it's really important to keep in mind that over the past basic 10 years he's been in jail, he hasn't been sitting idle. He's been organising the Bulgarian Prisoners Association, which has been doing amazing work in Bulgaria, standing up for migrants' rights and other people who have been unjustly imprisoned in the notoriously difficult Bulgarian prison system.
Yeah.
He's asked basically, he's basically said, a great way that we can all support him is by basically supporting the Bulgarian Prisoners Association.
So if you
and also keeping in mind that, you know, this is an international struggle. You know, there's prisoners in every single country that needs us to be supported, and that's the thing he's basically asking that we all keep in mind at all times.
Do we know what the conditions are like in the Bulgarian prison?
They're atrocious. He's being constantly bashed by the guards for doing his work around the prisoners' association. At times, you know, like serious harassment to all the organisers. Constant bashings. It's atrocious. You know, the conditions in prison are really bad. You know, like there's a lot of people sharing cells.
Yeah.
Terrible hygiene conditions. He's being kept in the central prison in Sofia, which has basically not been upgraded since Stalinist times.
Mm-hmm. So what about the idea of him, you know, serving the rest of his term in Australia?
So there is actually currently a petition to the House of Representatives that I believe Linda has posted on the Facebook page. If you check out the Facebook page, or if you Google petition number, if you've got a pen, or listen back on the podcast, EN for Nelly 0396, and just type in that, EN0396 in House of Representatives. It's to ask that as the Australian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Julie Bishop, intervene to lobby the Bulgarian government to help Jock and bring him home.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, so this will take 2 minutes of your time. Make sure that you verify your email address through your email account after you've signed it. I know many of us have issues with petitions and whether they do or don't work, but Jock has asked that people sign this one regardless. I'm sure he probably has similar views to us as a grassroots organiser, that he works more directly. And another way to show solidarity with him, obviously, would be to make a donation to the Bulgarian Prisoners Association, because that goes to the work that they do, which is predominantly, I think, the prisoners in Sofia are 80 to 90% Roma people, people that he was defending.
Okay.
So I've put the link to the petition onto our page on the 4ZZZ website. As well as that, it's on our Facebook page. So both named Subversion 1312. And I actually just found a text which our comrade who helps us with the Facebook page has posted, which is a new text that he has released on the 6th of this month. Do you know about that?
Yes. We've shared it elsewhere. And so this new text from Jock is a great read if it's posted by Linda. About prisoner solidarity in Bulgaria and around the world, and why it's important for us as anarchists to support prisoners and also to be prison abolitionists. It's really interesting text about how he's been abandoned and I guess condemned funnily by the Federation of Anarchists in Bulgaria. I have shown him very little support, and they seem to have very little understanding of prison conditions over there. So if he's not receiving that solidarity from anarchists in Bulgaria, we obviously, as anarchists who are internationalists all around the world, need to show that solidarity with Jock. Yeah.
Is there any letter-writing group in Brisbane that writes to other prisoners, political prisoners?
I don't know if there is one at present, actually. I think that some people do it off their own back, but perhaps that's something as anarchists we should be deciding to do together in Brisbane as a project.
Yeah.
I'd like to see something happen around this within the coming month, given that it's basically been 10 years since he has been arrested. So I'm hoping to get together and see some solidarity actions around Australia this coming November.
We plan to have another film screening in December, if we can get the library to get their shit together.
Yeah.
To take a booking, which is a bit hard, it seems. And we could bring up some of these issues then and actually write that
documentary about him somewhere as well.
Woo!
Yeah, and it was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. So happy birthday to Jock.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jock. And it's coming up to the 10 years since he's already been there, so it's a good time to start talking about it again and bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get everyone thinking about it and seeing what they can do.
Definitely.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We hope to stay in touch about what's happening with Jock, but also with other Antifa political prisoners.
We'll let you know so you can put it on your radio show.
Yeah. And other events happening in Brisbane.
We don't know how lucky we are. When the bow breaks, we'll never fall far. Mama's gonna buy you a brand new car. We don't know how lucky we are. Someone called this the lucky country. Is second rate. So while the world outside's got bigger problems, we expect it all on a silver spoon, on a nickel plate, in an iron cup, on a tax-free bed of gold. And this place here was built by misfits. English, Irish, Scottish, change since that invasion. So don't forget that this is not England, that it's not Ireland, that it's called Australia. What are you so afraid of? The world outside's already here. What are you all afraid of? Our sons and daughters turning queer.
Don't know how lucky we are.
Well, no, we don't. Well, although, perhaps we do, but some other people in Australia,
they might not.
Don't. That was the basics and the lucky country. Before that, we were talking to Tom and Kathleen about Jock Palfreyman, who's an anti-fascist prisoner in Bulgaria.
Yes, and can I just ask, because I might have missed it, but what was their connection to Jock Palfreyman? They're involved in solidarity.
They're involved with anarchist action in Brisbane.
Yeah, so they're generally all over the Jock Palfreyman.
The prisoner support.
I freeze! Police!
Bad.
Cough.
Nuts.
Donuts.
Bad. 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 Bad.
Cough. 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 Cough.
No. 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 Donuts. 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 Donuts.
It's under law. And I rule.
Bad.
Cough.
Nuts.
Donuts.
Bad. 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 Bad.
Cough. 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 Cough.
No. 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 No.
Donut,
donut, donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
That's right. Bad cop, no donut.
And our bad cop, no donut reporter, Nathan, what have you got for us today? Is it a funny one?
Yes, it is.
Tell us.
So I've got two today.
Yeah.
The first one is there's the police and he was saying, oh, we should get more pants. They're like, because our pants like
split
and stuff like that from the cops when they're trying to arrest people and stuff like that.
Yeah, this was the Victorian police, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what, they want new uniforms?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Because, apparently, they would try to arrest people and then their pants would split, like, right up the middle of the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
Do you mean split in the crotch, I think?
What did I say?
You said something about the leg.
Split in the crotch.
But I think I read that specific term, that they'd split in the crotch because they've got to tackle people and, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of embarrassing for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's no, like, you know, no holiday being a police officer. You've got to get in there and...
Yeah, arrest people.
Yeah, when you're abusing human rights.
Yeah.
And harassing poor and people of colour.
You need pants that will hold up, you know?
Yeah, because you don't want...
And support you.
And a belt.
Yeah, and a belt to hold them up, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and made out of good fabric.
Mm.
I think that's what they wanted, good fabric. What was the other story?
Okay, this is... hang on. Yeah, it's up. So what happened? We went to South Bay. I don't know if it was.
It was in the city. Yeah.
It was in the city. Yeah. It was quite in the city, right? And so I'm gonna make a joke of this because this has to stop right now. There's a guy sitting down off the road, not on the road, but sitting on the footpath, right? And he's the cops are talking to him, right? And so I said to Mark what was going on.
We don't actually know what happened.
I have to say this on the right time because it was the wrong time to say it.
Yeah.
Because the cops was around, and I said to Mark, that guy looks like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Nick Cannon, the American TV host.
Yep.
Yeah.
In Western Australia, the police have released a promotional video to publicise its Goodbye Graffiti campaign. The video has gone viral, but for all the wrong reasons, or maybe that was the plan. It depicts a young couple walking through the streets of the inner city Perth suburb Leederville. We all know where those are. And buying coffee. And the woman says, thanks so much for today. What's the special occasion? And then the guy says, remember those guys who were tagging the bus stop? And then the video cuts to young people spray painting the bus stop, giving a bit of a makeover. I got sick of them doing it and tagging, so I reported them. And I didn't realise we got a reward. So the New South Wales, sorry, the Western Australian Police Campaign offers information for those people who offers a reward for those people who to apparently offers them coffee, no donuts, but coffee.
Wow.
If they dob in graffiti street artists, if they dob in street artists.
This is just in New South Wales.
In Western Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this video went viral because it's
so bad.
It's stupid.
But then
bad.
Someone said, well, maybe that's why they made it so bad, because then everyone would share it.
Yeah.
And that would get the message out. So
and it worked. And we're talking about it.
That's right. And people aren't going to graffiti in Western Australia now.
Well, they hope so.
The Victorian police have take almost twice as many sick days now than they did 2 years ago.
Why?
Apparently breaking down the stigma of mental health problems within the force has been suggested as a way that people in the police force can reach out if they need help.
Yeah.
And the Victorian Police Association also noted the community's continual mistreatment of police officers on the beat. I don't know what the statistics are, but I'd say that hands down, police mistreatment of civilians compared to the community's mistreatment of police, hands down, would go which way do you think, Mark?
Oh, this is a loaded question, isn't it?
Yeah, this is...
Well, I'd say...
This is a Jeopardy question.
The amount of... Oh. I have a vague answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say that the number of police officers being assholes to civilians would outweigh the opposite.
Great.
Did I win?
Well done. Yes, you win. Another song. You're on Subversion 1312. We're going to hear Who Killed Reza Barati by Phil Monster.
My favourite song.
Dirty job for you. He should have known it. why did he die and who is guilty?
That was Phil Monsur and Who Killed Reza Barati. And Reza Barati was killed, murdered in 2014 at the Manus Island Detention Centre. And there's 420 men at the moment in that regional processing centre who are refusing to leave because they don't want to go to another jail. The detention centre's closed down and immigration wants them to move to another detention centre closer to town, but they don't want to leave because they feel unsafe and they want to make a political statement.
Because people are getting attacked with machetes.
That's right. And also because some people have gone, so some of the people have gone to the new detention centres, and I've seen videos of it, and the centres are actually not ready yet.
They're not?
No, the toilets aren't working, the electricity is not working, the air conditioning is not working. And when I say air conditioning, it's not like Brisbane, like mild weather. Sometimes it's hot in Brisbane, but it's in the tropics. Based on Papua New Guinea, in the tropics.
Yeah.
It's extremely hot and very humid there, so you do need air conditioners.
Yeah.
Especially because of the proliferation of tropical diseases. So there's been a number of actions all around the country, including Brisbane. I was watching today, there was a flash mob in the Queen Street Mall, in the middle of the mall there.
People, what time was that?
That was yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know the exact time.
Oh, I thought you said it was today.
No, I said that yesterday. And they did a flash mob dance of a message in the bottle by that band who you know well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bewitched.
Oh, Bewitched.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That flash mob. And there was also an action in front of the immigration headquarters in Brisbane, which is 199 Adelaide Street. Coming up, there is going to be actions happening all across Australia on November 25. At central stations. So they're central station actions, and it's hosted by Can't Stand By. And Can't Stand By is a group, or a ungroup group, who suggest that everyone puts their bodies in the gears, non-violently just interrupt the system. And so the idea is that you go to central train stations and meet up with other people who are ready to stand by.
Yeah.
Because they can't stand by, they're going to stand by.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that more next week. And we're going to be talking more about anarchism, a brief introduction by Colin Ward next week as well. We're still playing bits of that as we go to find out more about anarchism, for everyone to find out more about anarchism.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an exciting announcement, and that is that we've been chosen to be part of the Channel Zero Network.
Yay!
And Channel Zero is a group of people who put podcasts up onto a website, which is called Channel Zero Network. And the web address is actually channelzeronetwork.com. So you'll be able to go there and listen to podcasts of this show's, as well as the It's Going Down cast, the Soul cast from Soul, the musician who we've played his songs on here before, and we're going to be hearing more of those. The Witch Side podcast, the Ex-Worker from Crime Think, Hot Wire, the Final Straw Radio, Rust Belt Abolition Radio, Renaissance Audio Distro, Kite Line, Rebel Beat Radio, A Radio Berlin, Danthropology, and Submedia. So we're going to be up there as well on that podcast group at channelzeronetwork.com. Time for us to get out of here now. Thanks very much for listening to the show. And we'll be having this podcast on autonomousactionradio.com, and eventually we'll be up on channelzeronetwork.com. But first of all, we'll be on the 4ZZZ website, which is 4ZZZFM.org.au. Thanks to Kathleen and Tom for coming in to talk to us about Jock Palfreyman. And thanks always to Nathan for giving us the lowdown on some police.
Yes, it's issues. Always good.
Yes, and thanks to Mark.
Oh, all right.
As well.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks you as well.
Yeah, thank I you. Guess. I was going to thank myself, but yeah.
Albert! Woo! Bobby! Woo! For God's sake, burn it down!
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
That violence can be even applied to the natural environment, because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.